Sageland by Jerome K. Jerome. To that highly respectable but unnecessarily retiring individual of whom we hear so much but see so little, the earnest student of the drama, this comparatively truthful little book is lovingly dedicated. The Hero. His name is George, generally speaking. "Call me George," he says to the heroine. She calls him George, in a very low voice, because she is so young and timid. And then he is happy. The stage hero never has any work to do. He's always hanging about and getting into trouble. His chief aim in life is to be accused of crimes he has never committed, and if he can muddle things up with a corpse in some complicated way so as to get himself reasonably mistaken for the murderer, he feels his day has not been wasted. He has a wonderful gift of speech and a flow of language calculated to strike terror to the bravest heart. It is a grand thing to hear him bully-ragging the villain. The stage hero is always entitled to estates, chiefly remarkable for their high state of cultivation and for the eccentric ground plan of the manor house upon them. The house is never more than one story high, but it makes up in green stuff over the porch what it lacks in size and convenience. The chief drawback in connection with it to our eyes is that all the inhabitants of the neighbouring village appear to live in the front garden. But the hero evidently thinks it rather nice of them, as it enables him to make speeches to them from the front doorstep, his favourite recreation. There is generally a public house immediately opposite. This is handy. These estates are a great anxiety to the stage hero. He is not what you would call a businessman, as far as we can judge, and his attempts to manage his own property invariably land him in ruin and distraction. His estates, however, always get taken away from him by the villain before the first act is over, and this saves him all further trouble with regard to them, until the end of the play, when he gets saddled with them once more. Not but what it must be confessed that there is much excuse for the poor fellow's general bewilderment concerning his affairs and for his legal errors and confusions generally. Stage law may not be quite the most fearful and wonderful mystery in the whole universe, but it's near it, very near it. We were under the impression at one time that we ourselves knew something, just a little, about statutory and common law, but after paying attention to the legal points of one or two plays, we found that we were mere children at it. We thought we would not be beaten, and we determined to get to the bottom of stage law and to understand it. But after some 6 months' effort, our brain, a singularly fine one, began to soften, and we abandoned the study, believing it would come cheaper in the end to offer a suitable reward of about 50,000 or 60,000 pounds, say, to anyone who would explain it to us. The reward has remained unclaimed to the present day and is still open. One gentleman did come to our assistance a little while ago, but his explanations only made the matter more confusing to our minds than it was before. He was surprised at what he called our density, and said the thing was all clear and simple to him. But we discovered afterward that he was an escaped lunatic. The only points of stage law on which we are at all clear are as follows. That if a man dies without leaving a will, then all his property goes to the nearest villain. But if a man dies and leaves a will, then all his property goes to whoever who can get possession of that will. That the accidental loss of the 3 and 6 penny copy of a marriage certificate annuls the marriage. That the evidence of one prejudiced witness of shady antecedents is quite sufficient to convict the most stainless and irreproachable gentleman of crimes for the committal of which he could have had no possible motive, but that this evidence may be rebutted years afterwards and the conviction quashed without further trial by the unsupported statement of the comic man. That if A forges B's name to a cheque, then the law of the land is that B shall be sentenced to 10 years penal servitude. That 10 minutes' notice is all that is required to foreclose a mortgage. That all trials of criminal cases take place in the front parlour of the victim's house, the villain acting as counsel, judge, and